Let's see. It was the summer of 2014. I was 18 at the time, and my sister was 12. It was the summer before my senior year of high school, and I'd just turned 18, so my family went to the drive-in theater on Friday for my birthday. But it was some Pixar movie that my little sister had picked, and she was super excited to see it, but I just felt really annoyed that my parents had agreed to this. I mean, it was my birthday after all. I should have gotten to pick the movie, but whatever. So, there are these long ads before the movie starts, and my dad went to go get some popcorn. We were sitting in the back seat, and my sister started a tickle fight to kill time. We get noisy going back and forth, so my mom gets out of the car to eat some popcorn with my dad once he got back. My hand accidentally gets trapped underneath her leg as we fight, and she pinned it down with quite a bit of strength. And I had to use my free hand to defend against the tickles underneath my shirt, and to make sure to tickle her under her shirt, too, so that it wasn't just one-sided. But the fighting stopped when my dad peeked into the car and told us to keep it down. So she released my hand from underneath her leg. Finally, the movie's ready to start, and my parents get back in the car. Me and her fought over the center seat for a little while. We both wanted to get a good view of the movie, and I was not willing to give it up, and neither was she. Our compromise ends up being that she sits on my lap for the movie so that we could both see. She was well over a foot shorter than I was. Sitting on me was kind of annoying, but she wasn't very heavy, and the boner made it worth it. She starts to fidget a couple of minutes into the movie, trying to adjust her dress. Pulls back her bunched-up dress from underneath her bottom and pulling it between the two of us, saying, "Much better." And then I start getting that boner again as her ass presses against my dick with just panties on. She continues to fidget as she keeps dropping popcorn between our legs, grabbing them and lightly brushing against my penis and balls through my shorts. I can't focus on the movie since I've got one hell of an erection now, and suddenly she leans forward to the front seat to see if there's any popcorn and tells our parents that we're out of it back there. It was dark, but I get a glance at her panties and her dress stays bunched up over her ass. Her butt looked so cute, and her light blue panties made it even better. She knocks her dress down as she talks to Mom, and both my sister and my mom go and get more popcorn, and then go to the bathroom, too. She returns a few minutes later, saying that Mom forgot her purse and that she was waiting in line. Dad goes to bring Mom's purse, since he doesn't really care about the movie, and my sister still wanted to keep watching. Her dress gets pulled back up as she slides between the front seat, sitting down backwards, as she is, to sit on my lap. And suddenly I see her naked, bare ass as she's about to sit down, and I'm kind of shocked. She says that I made her wet and that she had to throw away her panties. She's kind of sitting up slash squatting above me, and she tells me that she'll get my shorts wet if she sits on them. I wasn't sure if she planned on sitting on like that the whole movie. And she tells me to pull my shorts down so that she doesn't get them wet. I'm kind of confused at this point. I didn't do anything at first, and she tells me to lift up my hips, and so I do, and she reaches down and pulls my shorts and boxers down to my thighs and exposes my erection, which just blew my mind. I mean, that was my little sister, you know, and she just pulled my pants down. And then she sits down, pressing my dick against herself, and puts her butt cheeks right against my cock, and I am in bliss, just absolute heaven. And she pulls her dress over us so that it covers it up and lays back against my chest and starts to watch the movie. And I just freeze. I don't know what to do. My parents come back after a few minutes, and I've had to accept the situation at this point. And she says, yay, more popcorn and soda, and leans up to the front seat to get it for us. She keeps dropping popcorn onto the seat underneath her dress, but now she's rubbing her butterfly fingers against my exposed balls as she picks them up and feeds them to me. She wiggles back and forth occasionally, and it keeps me rock hard the entire time while we eat popcorn. She sits up slightly, reaches down to my dick, and flips it forward so that it's touching her wet pussy. And I'm completely in a daze, and I forget about the movie altogether and the fact that my parents are just a few feet away. It kinda hurts when she starts to wiggle back and forth, but it feels so fucking good. She completely sits up, and then I panic, and my cock slaps against my stomach. And if my parents were looking back right at that moment... oh, God. And she was reaching for more popcorn in the front seat. Silently, she begins to sit back down, but grabs my penis with her free hand and holds it straight up. And she slides right down onto my cock. And her pussy's so wet, but so tight. It takes her a few seconds to ease all the way down, but when she's finally able to sit down on me, my mind enters total bliss, but I get an elbow to the ribs and I snap to attention. Mom asked why you're so quiet. Are you asleep? My sister says, as her pussy seems to clamp down tighter around my dick. And so I have to quickly reply that I'm just watching the movie and tell everyone to quiet down. At this point, I tickle her, which makes her bounce up and down on me. This makes me laugh in ecstasy as she's squealing from the tickling. And my parents decide again that our noise was annoying, and so they get out of the front of the car. My sister gets pissed because they look back at the rest of the popcorn. Good. Now we can watch the movie alone, she says, as she leans back against my chest. Am I too heavy for you, she says, as she starts to rock back and forth again. And I tell her that there's no way, because this is so good. And then I feel her wet pussy squeeze my dick again. And then she tells me to scoot down and move my hips up, and that I can touch her boobs if I want. She said it so casually, and I was just watching our parents to make sure that they weren't looking at us. I managed to move down my hips, and I slide about an inch in and out of her. I lean forward, and I'm able to reach up her dress underneath her trainer bra and feel her small breasts. She didn't have a lot, but boy, were they fun to play with. And then without warning, she starts to moan quietly and kept saying, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. And between the two of us, I was able to slide about halfway out and then halfway back in. One of her hands went under her dress to play with her pussy. I have no idea how a 12-year-old knew how to do this, but at this point I didn't fucking care. Her nails almost hurt as she rubbed her pussy and hit my dick in sexual excitement. She suddenly sat back against my chest and rubbed my balls with her free hand. I went as deep as I could and she moaned, both of us trying to be quiet since our parents were just outside of the car. And soon I felt it. Oh, and it felt so good, and I came deep, deep inside of her tight pussy. And I'm not gonna lie, I didn't last that long. It was too incredible. And she began to shake and let out a squeal. God, I was scared shitless that her parents were gonna hear. Her orgasm made her pussy tighten around my cock. Her legs closed tight, and I covered her mouth so her parents didn't hear her moans. Oh, we stopped. And I take some time to process what just happened. I finally pull out and put my pants back up. And I kissed her for a little bit and then stopped pretty soon because I was afraid that her parents would look back at us. That was a really great night.